KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Department of Health and Human Services is cutting 20,000 full-time jobs. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says HHS is currently a dysfunctional, sprawling bureaucracy.
HHS has more than 100 communications offices and more than 40 IT departments and dozens of procurement offices and 9 HR departments.
The cuts affect the FDA, the CDC, NIH, and other key divisions. Critics have warned that the pace at which the administration is shrinking the federal government will undercut critical services and harm people. The top Republican and Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee are asking the Pentagon's acting inspector general to weigh in on the signal controversy. At the same time, Attorney General Pam Bondi is downplaying the leak of plans for U.S. airstrikes in Yemen in a group chat on a publicly available message app. NPR's Ryan Lucas says Bondi implies that the Justice Department was not opening a criminal investigation into the matter.
At a news conference in Virginia, Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked about the controversy over the group chat, which included details of a pending U.S. military strike against Houthis in Yemen.
Well, first, it was sensitive information, not classified, and inadvertently released.
Bondi's answer appears to suggest that the Justice Department is not planning to investigate. She went on to praise the military strikes against the Houthis and then pivoted to accusing Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden of mishandling classified information. She did not mention that the Justice Department investigated both Clinton and Biden before ultimately deciding not to bring charges. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump is withdrawing his planned nomination of Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Stefanik's nomination had been on ice because of the narrow Republican majority in the House of Representatives.
In a social media post, President Trump said that it is essential to maintain every Republican seat in Congress, adding that with a very tight majority, he doesn't want to take a chance on anyone else running for Stefanik's seat. She is a close Trump ally and was expected to have a trouble-free confirmation. Stefanik has served in Congress since 2015, easily winning re-election in a New York State district that has become increasingly Republican-leaning over time. Trump added that there are others who can do a good job at the United Nations, and he looks forward to the day when Stefanik is able to join his administration. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
U.S. stocks have ended the day lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 155 points to settle at 42,299. The Nasdaq was down 94 points, or more than 0.5%. The S&P is down 18 points. From Washington, this is NPR News. The U.S. is preparing to impose 25% tariffs on imports of all cars and car parts starting next week. Auto industry analysts told NPR earlier this month that they expect the levies to raise prices for U.S. consumers. On NPR's Here and Now, Bloomberg News' Keith Naughton describes the complex effects of Trump's tariffs.
The companies, the dealers, they can't eat a 25% increase in costs, so it has to be passed along. That'll reduce sales. Particularly in these price-sensitive segments, some analysts have said that automakers will just stop producing those below $30,000 cars because they won't be able to make a business case out of it.
The Sundance Film Festival will have a new home starting in 2027. NPR's Mandalita El Barco reports Boulder, Colorado won the bid to host the annual event.
Sundance will relocate from Park City, Utah to a new snowy and picturesque locale. After a year-long search for a new host city, Boulder beat out other finalists, Salt Lake City and Cincinnati, Ohio. In announcing the move, Sundance officials noted that Boulder is a college town, an art town, and a tech hub surrounded by natural beauty, the Rocky Mountains. They also said Boulder's welcoming environment aligns with the ethos of the festival, which celebrates independent storytellers. Since 1985, cinephiles have gathered in Park City to watch indie movie premieres. Ever since actor Robert Redford established the nonprofit Sundance Institute and Film Festival. Next year's festival will be the last in Park City before moving to Colorado in 2027. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web, web.org. This.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkinap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight and Friday. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, gusts to 45 out of bays and passes, seas at 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 35 knots, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 6 feet with freezing spray. And Friday, northwest winds 40 knots, gusts to 55 out of bays and passes, seas at 6 feet with freezing spray. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning Friday. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 3 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 3 feet with freezing spray. And Friday, northwest winds 35 knots, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 4 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through Friday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, increasing to 35 in the afternoon, gusts to 50 out of bays and passes, seas at 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 40 knots, seas at 5 feet, and Friday, northwest winds 40 knots, gusts to 55 out of bays and passes, seas at 5 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Friday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with freezing spray. And Friday, north winds 30 knots, seas at 10 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Friday. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, becoming north 30 in the afternoon, seas at 8 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas at 11 feet with freezing spray. And Friday, north winds 30 knots, seas at 11 feet with freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny with scattered snow showers, highs in the upper 20s, northwest winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 45, increasing to 55 in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the mid-20s, north winds 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 60. And Friday, partly cloudy, isolated snow showers in the morning, highs around 30, north winds 25 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 60. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 1:59 a.m. at 6 feet 4 inches, a low tide at 7:42 a.m. at 1 foot 7 inches, a high tide at 1:41 p.m. at 7 foot 2 inches, and a low tonight at 8:08, a minus tide of 2 inches. Your sun rose at 8:24 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:10, giving us 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Play around with 1984, not the George Orwell version. The KSDP Library version. We'll start out with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, I believe, with Say, 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 and then Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart, then Blue Jean by David Bowie. And up next, we have the Culture Club with Karma Chameleon, probably their biggest hit. And then Denise Williams with Let's Hear It For The... I should have looked that up. After that, Jump, that's Van Halen. Bye. Up next, we have Time After Time, big hit by Cyndi Lauper, then Phil Collins, Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now, and then Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Just remember. to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though oh so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever.
Yeah, Billy Ocean's next with Caribbean Queen. After that, Out of Touch by Daryl Hall and John Oates, and Kool and the Gang will bless us with Joanna. And the time will run out sometime when Prince is doing When Doves Cry.
She's simply and don't hesitate to call. Girl, makes you feel nice.